Hello, everyone. Oh, my goodness. It's me, your girl, Dolores. What is poppin'? Oh, my goodness. It's been forever. I know you guys are like, okay, Dolores, what do you do? I am here. Wow. It has been a little while. And I first want to thank you for your patience, because you knew I was coming back, huh? Mm-hmm, I know. Oh my goodness. Okay, so we are in the next season. We are brand new, okay? And a lot of things have happened. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm dedicating this show to myself. Yeah, guys, this show is going to be all about me and my thoughts. Yes, you are going to be in for a treat. Oh, my goodness. So, yes, this season is going to be all about my mind and my thoughts and what do I think about certain things. So, we're excited. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sticking it in with me. So, I said sticking it in with me. I don't know how that sounds, but okay. Anywho, welcome to Just Me. I am getting up podcast. It's your girl Dolores. What is popping? What is locking? So, as I just said, this season is going to be all about me and what's on my mind. So if you haven't already, check out the Facebook page. Okay. Yeah, we did have a Facebook page. But y'all, my Facebook got hacked. Yep. About a year ago, it was a nice sunny day. I went to my Facebook page and try to get on the social media platform of Facebook. But I couldn't get on. And at first I was so upset. I was so mad. I was enraged. I'm like, what the heck? Why can't I get on Facebook? I need Facebook. I was upset, y'all. I went to my Facebook and it was gone. I tried to do all the steps that they said to do to try to get my page back. But nope, I couldn't, guys. It was hacked. And all my pages were on there, right? That I managed and built followers with. And so I said, okay, God, what are you trying to do here? What is the reason for all of this? Because you allowed it to happen. So I took it as a good thing. And I took it as something that had to happen. And I embraced it. And hey, I started over. So check out the new Facebook page. It's Just Me. I am good enough. The other one just said, I am good enough. So guess what? I guess I needed to have the full podcast name on there anyway. Okay. So yeah. Check that out. Follow us on there. I don't know how this week I've been in this whole parenting thing, mental health and parenting and the importance of course, mental health, right? Because that's what the podcast is founded on. Is knowing that we are mentally strong, knowing that we can get through anything, we're good enough to handle anything, right? And so, yeah, I don't know, parenting has been on my mind this week, and so I've been posting things about parenting stuff, and I just really, as a mom. And I didn't want to just say moms, because men parent too. And men that are involved in their children's life just as much as moms are, they are going through the same thing. So one of my quotes that I posted was, parenting, where the ordinary becomes extraordinary and love knows no bounds. That's what I posted. And just to kind of elaborate on that a little bit, think about it, guys. We will literally do anything for our kids. Most parents, right? Most parents. And then we do have some boundaries, right? But when it comes to our kids, most of the time there is no boundaries. And we would do anything for those little great people that we love. Oh my goodness, because they can get on your nerves sometimes. Look, I'm here to tell you, I already know. So if you want to follow the page, definitely follow the page. I also had a discussion on there. The topic was, what do you think? How do you think parenting plays a part in mental health? And so for me, I do believe that parenting is a huge part in mental health, because as a parent, it's just not about you. You have other people that you have to, I don't like the word worry about, but you have other little humans that you have to make sure is okay. Ultimately, right? You have to feed them, clothe them. And those are like the basic things. Just making sure you have a stable foundation for them. But then they have different situations that come up. Their emotions are involved. And now, as a parent, you must, if you care, try to figure this person out. Yes, we have to try to figure this little person out, and we know them. We know them more than they realize we know them. They hide things from us, as we did as children, right? We hid things from our parents too. But ultimately, we know our children if we pay attention to them. And I know, like, day-to-day life can just run day, you know, each day can run into each other. And life can really be a lot. And we can forget about some of the small things because we're in such a routine. But I encourage you, parents, to take some time to get to know your kids. And I know that growing up, we were taught, we don't talk back. Whatever the parent says, that's just what it, you know, that's what it is. And I think that is a great thing to a certain extent. I do think it's important for children to express what they think and how they feel, because what it does is it allows us as parents to get to know them. Because now they're vulnerable and they're sharing things that they wouldn't typically share because we don't let them, right? So now they become more and more open in hopes that they will share more, right? So it could be a lot being a parent, and I encourage you to stay strong in it and balance out your life. And that's the whole key, right? Is to balance out. And so, yeah, parenting. It's something. I have three children myself, and it's been a journey. I started my parenthood at the age of 15 years old. And I'm, I would be honest with you guys, when I was 15, all the way up until like mid-20s, I thought parenting was easy. Yep, I did. I was like, parenting is easy. Why do people be tripping? I love being a mom. Yeah. I still love being a mom. But I realized as I got older and my values changed, my morals changed. Yeah, because some things that I would tolerate or deal with back then, I do not now. The things I looked at and how I looked at things when I was 15, 17, I do not look like... Oh my goodness, it's crazy how our minds change. And we grow and we develop and we learn. And I realized that I needed to do more as a mom. I was not doing enough. I was not doing enough. And my children were suffering. Mainly my oldest child. I told y'all was going to get in my mind. I was going to share my mind with you. Because I was still growing up myself. I didn't realize the importance of certain things. Like discipline. And not like beating your kids. But I mean structure. The discipline of structure in a home. And the thing is that I didn't even have structure in a home because I was raised by my grandfather and my aunts helped. So I was in a house really with all guys, but my aunts, they kept me a lot. So they kind of balanced it out. But there really wasn't any structure per se. I mean, we had where everyone had their chores and such, but there wasn't a constant flow of learning, of structure in a home. So I never really got that. I knew the basics of running a family, but it's so much more. And I knew that as I grew up and as I started having my own children and raising them and realizing as they got older, it didn't get easier, it got harder. Oh my goodness. Some people don't realize it doesn't get easier sometimes. It depends. I think if you have a good foundation, I think if you have good structure from the beginning, it can be. But if you don't and if you haven't, it can be a struggle. So that's that on that. All right, guys. So yes, and parenting is so rewarding when you see your children doing these great things and they're living and growing in their talents. It's such a beautiful blessing to see something that you created and how they are nourishing. But just let them do something that you don't like. Ooh, wait. How it's going to mess up that mind. And you're going to get upset and you get mad and angry. I don't know. Some people do, some people don't. But we have high expectations for our children. At least I did. I did, and I would be so, and it would affect me. I didn't realize it until God revealed it to me, how I was having such high expectations for my kids that they didn't even know that I had for them. They didn't know. Because I want my children to be better than me. I want to give them all the knowledge that I learned that I wish I knew when I was younger. And I do that and I think I overload them. And it's like, they're like, Mom, leave me alone. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do this. And I'm like, man, if you don't even understand, like, I wish somebody told me this. But we have to let our children have their own journeys. We teach them. We provide. We give guidance. And then at that, we have to stop there. We can't put them on this pedestal and expect them to do all great things in life. And when they don't, you get mad at them for not living up to your expectations. Yeah. There was a time God revealed that to me. I was like, yo. I was doing that. And when I stopped doing that, it really helped me mentally. It did. It took like a weight off of me. And now I'm meeting my children where they are. And it's not going to happen overnight. You know, things are not going to happen within days. If your kid's 15, it took 15 years for them to get to the way they are. The way you guys have it structured, it's going to take time for you to develop this new way of doing things. They're not probably going to take what you say right away. I know one time my daughter said, Mom, don't try to put that counseling stuff on me. Yo, I'm dying. She is hilarious and I love her. She's so smart. But what happened was that's when I started transitioning and how I communicated with them. And she noticed, and that's what I loved, but I kept going. And I'm still working on my relationship and communication, and is what I really mean, with my children and with other people. Because communication is so important. People see things differently. People view words differently. And so sometimes when you're communicating, you may be thinking one thing and the other person may receive it so different. So as we continue to communicate is when you will realize, oh, no, that's not what I meant. Or I thought you meant this, but that's where the communication comes in, where you can explain it more in depth. People can understand you and they get to know you and how you talk and communicate. So, taking care of yourself is so important as a parent. Yes, we have to take them to school, pick them up, maybe drop them off at work, talk about different things they got going on, making sure they're doing that. I am so thankful that my children do well in school. I'm so proud of them. I am. And they're respectable kids. Even though they could do some things. They're not perfect kids, right? But I'm very thankful. I'm blessed. And I encourage you to take time for yourself, parents. I know that we have this duty and we love our children and we want to be able to be there for them. And for those who are listening and have listened all this time about parenting and you're not a parent, this can go for really any type of relationship. If you're an auntie, an uncle, a cousin, we need people in our lives. We need someone that can be dependable to talk to. So I'm sure that you're a parent somewhere in some way to somebody. Anywho, make sure you take time out for yourself. Get to know who you are, because when we're parents, sometimes we forget about ourselves. We don't even know what we like anymore. We don't even know what kind of food we like. What triggers us? Why are we getting triggered by certain things? We need to take time out, analyze, and understand. And I am going to end the show there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope this was a blessing for somebody. And if you have a topic of discussion that you would like us to talk about, feel free to email me at info@ddshowbiz.com. And I will get that popping and locking for you. All right, guys. Well, until next time, remember... And just remember, you are good enough.